I thought you were going to crack into Zorba's dance, Ruth.
Ta-ding!
What a way to start the new year, ladies and gentlemen. Instead. Yeah. Where is this child who has been born King of the Jews? Let us follow his star. Let us kneel before him and let us worship. We join together to sing. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Join together to pray. Let us pray. Lord God, you are the bright morning star, and you offer the promise of a new day. Into the perplexity of the nations seeking peace and finding war, you come as the Prince of Peace. Into the everyday working lives of us all, your guiding light shines. In your sign, entering the world in a mother's arms, wrapped in vulnerability, we sense the dawn of a new day. You make our hearts glad, our faces shine, because you are our treasure, our hope, our life on this new day. Lord Jesus, servant King, we come to worship you as those wise ones from the East did long ago. And as we will hear their story again, we give thanks that they used their learning and their knowledge to leave what was familiar and travel long distances, go through much hardship to meet you as a child in a manger. And we ask as we worship that we too would discover more of you and your love for us. And we confess that sometimes the story of the Christ child does not challenge us, for we have wrapped it in sentimental nonsense. And we have become complacent with what we know rather than seekers after your truth. And we confess that physically and intellectually, spiritually, we find it difficult to move beyond our comfort zones in search of you. We aren't prepared to break any boundaries. Forgive us. Forgive us too that we have got narrow views about who will be seeking you, Lord Jesus, and who will not be. Forgive our blinkered racial views. Lord Jesus, born among us as the child in the manger, and yet the one who comes to set us free, forgive us and rekindle in us a curiosity to learn more of you, the one triune God. Lord, we pray. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts.
Can you hear me? Oh, good. Do you like learning surprising facts sometimes, something that might surprise you? Did you know, for example, that elephant babies take nearly 2 years to be ready to be born? Can you imagine? It's a long time. Penguins can swim underwater for over 20 minutes before they come up for breath. And the thing that surprised me the most, apparently zebra skins are black. So it's the white, which in a way are the stripes. So, a little bit of useless information. Anyway, I think I've got another surprise for you this week. Have you been putting away your Christmas decorations? Everywhere looks very bare and a bit dusty, and yes. Well, we've got a crib here that needs putting away, and I think we might find out something surprising about that. So, Dahi, would you come and be my glamorous assistant? So we need to put away the shepherds, I think. Put them down there. Those are the shepherds. They've got a sheep. Only one sheep, but they've got a sheep. Thank you. Noise is off. Perhaps the sheep had better go too. So they went back to the hills. What do you think Mary and Joseph did? Oh, yes, we can leave them there. But is there somebody missing?
The three wise men.
The three wise men. I wonder why they weren't there. Any ideas?
We don't know how many there are.
We don't know many. How it doesn't actually say in the Bible how many there were. You're quite right. But the thing that some people find surprising is that they weren't actually there. They weren't in the stable. People now think that they saw a special star probably 2 years later, followed the star to find out what it was all about, and go and sit, worship the baby. So if you look in that box, we'll turn this into... Whoops, can you take the baby out? So we'll put the crib away because we're not in a stable anymore. Mary and Joseph might still have their donkey. Well, I think baby Jesus could stand up if he's 2 years old. Right? And then, in there, you will find three kings and a camel. I'm not sure if the camel will stand up. I think, oh, well done. So that is now a small house in Nazareth. The kings have come 2 years later. I've got to bring the star, I do apologise. But some people find that quite exciting, quite surprising. I think we put the kings in the crib because they're all part of the story and we want them to be included. But this is perhaps a bit more accurate. And I sometimes wonder, does it really matter?
Sorry. We've got joint sing. Little Jesus Sweetly Sleep with some rocking actions. Oh, lovely. Okay. So here we go into the Gospel according to Matthew, whereas we have been with the shepherds and the birth of Jesus often in the Gospel according to Luke. And I think Steve is right in that many of the elements, I mean, for us, the most important thing is that the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. That's number one priority. But I think in terms of knowing our story, I think it's very important that we know the story so that when people come with, ha-ha, did you know that there were... You go, yeah, of course, duh. You may quote me. Is, you know, that we're not seen as idiots that haven't studied our own scriptures. So here we have the story and the appearance of the wise ones from the east. And Rosette Umanbali will read this passage to us.
The reading today is taken from Matthew 2, from verse 1 to 12. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was the king. Soon afterwards, some men who were studying the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to the king of the Jews? We saw his stars when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was very upset, and so was everyone in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the laws and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born? In the town of Bethlehem in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote: Bethlehem in the land of Judea, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judea, for from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel." So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the stars had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know so that I can worship him." And so they left, and on their way, they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy were they! What a joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented it to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. Thanks be to God.
So this is a wee bit of a warning to those of you who are older than I am. When you get old and to the stage that you can't gather in the church building anymore, I will come round your house before Christmas and I will say to you, "What's your favourite bit of the Christmas story?" And then we will read it together. And the reason you need a warning is because you need to make sure that you know the story. Because there are loads of things that we think of as being in the story that are not there. So there are no donkeys, there are no camels, There's no woman in blue. And nowhere is that more seen in the arrival of the three kings, as we usually present it. So just as we're cleaning up after the shepherds, you can hear the sound of camel hooves, and along come the three kings, three of them, on camels with odd gifts. Firstly, by now, most of us have woken up to the fact that they were not three kings. There were three gifts. And if these people had been travelling, as the scriptures say, travelling for years, then there's probably quite a large retinue. Secondly, as we all now know, they don't come to the stable. They arrive at the house. And it looks as though Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus have started to settle in Bethlehem. It is a child that they come to see and not a baby. And thirdly, they were not kings. They were magi. What's that mean? Zoroastrian priests. A religion that's still practiced in Iran today and was the official religion of Persia before Islam arrived. And like the Jews, the Zoroastrians have been anticipating the birth of the true Saviour. And it's also foundational for them that a virgin would give birth and that the stars would reveal the ways of God. The Magi are outsiders searching for God. Now that is a theme that we get throughout the Gospel stories. Those who are expected to get it don't get it, and outsiders do get it. Step forward, the Good Samaritan, the Syrophoenician woman, the soldier at the foot of the cross. The Magi enter in, they bow, and they worship him. They don't do that to Herod when they meet him. They worship the baby. And the leader of the people, Herod, doesn't worship him. Whatever lies he says, he sets out to kill, to have the child killed. Because Jesus is just too threatening for Herod. So the Magi give their three gifts. What do they mean? Gold, long associated with kingship, long associated with the gods. Frankincense, costly incense, representing wisdom, myrrh, wise, a prized perfume, a sign of long life and healing. And gifts usually given to a person of high status. And it might be that the whole story is a tip of the hat to the arrival of the Queen of Sheba, who comes to visit Solomon with camels carrying spices and large quantities of gold and precious stones. And the spices that she brought could well have been frankincense and myrrh. And all of that is a reminder to the fact that the baby is a king of David's line. So the outsiders bring their gifts. And we as a community know what that feels like. Literally, we are people who give us their stuff, as well as giving us their time to work with us. They give us their toiletries for the shower, their food for the food bank, gifts of money for our work, Christmas turkeys. Who is this man, Matt, that I've never met, who provides us with Christmas turkeys? Who knows? But he does. For the last 2, if not 3 years, he's provided us with our Christmas turkeys. And also, it's true that the outsiders are very often the ones who can see things about the life of our church that insiders cannot see. So often it's the outsiders who celebrate Kingston United Reformed Church in the way that those of us who are in the middle of Kingston United Reformed Church, we're so busy seeing what's wrong and needs fixing and needs sorted out that we don't take the time to be grateful for what God is doing through us. In our frailty, how God is at work among us, whereas others who are outside can see and can point it out for us. And we need to hear them and to hear God through them. We need to remember also that those who are currently outside could well be people who are seeking Jesus. They might not use the words that we use. They might not use the churchy language that we use. They might not get it in the way that we're familiar with. But that doesn't mean that they're not seekers after Jesus. And our churchiness maybe isn't helpful and maybe isn't necessary. So to be people who are able to help others to journey with us towards Jesus. And imagine where Kingston United Reformed Church would be if we hadn't received the gifts of God through a payback, really, from the missionaries who went to Korea. Those who were racially outside for many and now have received membership and journeying, and we have received abundantly the gifts of those who were once outside. So as we come to the table, we usually bring our gifts and think of them as bread and wine and money, signs of us offering of ourselves, a reminder of those who came with their gifts and offered them. But we come as receivers, as they did. They also encountered him. And it is about having our eyes open and our hearts open to receive. It's not an exchange. It's a reception. And the openness is within us. So let us pray. So we picture Mary and Joseph. At the birth of Jesus, huddled in a dirty, drafty stable for shelter. And we pray for all who are homeless. And we pray for those who are sofa surfing, those who don't have an address that's theirs, as well as those who are sleeping on the streets. And we pray for the work that's happening through the winter night shelter, through the Haven, in the middle of Kingston. And we think of the baby Jesus laying in the feeding trough for cattle. And we pray for all children who are born into poverty. and Herod rages. And he is the man with the political power. And we pray for all families living in danger. And we can only imagine the fear in the hearts of Mary and Joseph, forced to flee their homeland and run to Egypt. And we pray for all refugees forced to do likewise today. And the word came as flesh. And we pray for all those whose flesh is frail. And we pray for ourselves, that we would be people who would offer our best gifts, and that we would be people who would encounter again the living God in bread and wine. And in the world around us, and in the quest for truth and the desire to love. Lord, we pray. Amen. So we now continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Jesus, nestling in a manger, born as a toddler, growing to a toddler, respected in reverence by travellers searching for truth, those who read the night sky navigated by desire, searching within and searching without, following an Asian star coming to you, carrying in their hands the fruits of Eastern wisdom, recognizing the one unrecognized by those he came to save. Receive the gifts that we bring, and may we encounter you, our God, in humility, and may we be transformed to travel home another way, open to new truth and willing to receive your new life. And our prayer is offered in the name of the child of Bethlehem, the refugee in Egypt. Lord, we pray. Amen. The hymn, O Bread to Pilgrims Given. It is God who gathers the faithful into community. It is God who binds up the wounds of the hurting and gives healing to the broken. It is God who sustains the upright and humble and blesses the faithful with enough. It is God who grants peace to those who travel God's ways. It is God's word that melts our worst fears and turns our mourning into gladness and covers our weaknesses with strength. It is God's word that is released and never returns void. We believe that this is the Lord's table. It does not belong to us. We are, in a sense, custodians of it. And we would be delighted if anybody here today would eat and drink with us. We recognize that people come from different traditions or in different places on the path. So it might not be right, but please know that is your choice. The elders will bring the bread to you and they will offer it. When you offer the bread, take it, and after you've had a moment, eat it. And if you have issues with wheat and gluten, then provision is for you in these little fish. And when it gets the wine, the elders again will bring it to you. And you're invited to hold the glass, and then we will all drink together. And there's no alcohol in this wine, so that those of us who have issues with alcohol, for some of us do, we may all drink. And we do this because the Lord Jesus, on the night when he faced betrayal, knowing that he was heading towards death, at supper with his friends, took bread and said, "This is my body which is broken for you." And in the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in memory of me." We take bread, we take wine, and we give thanks. Let us pray. We praise you, creator of the heavens and of the earth, light of the cosmos and origin of all that is and all that will be. And in the fullness of time, the word was made flesh and lived among us, revealing in human shape the formless God beyond and within all time and space. And the light of your star was seen throughout the earth, understood by the wise and the simple, proclaiming the unity of all people in the power of God's Spirit. In your presence, in the company of generations of people long ago but present and sacred to our memories, with the people of the Americas, of the Caribbean, of all the countries of Asia, of the Pacific, of Africa, and of Europe, with our brothers and sisters of faith and those searching for your light, with all God's people throughout time and space, we adore and we worship you. Holy, 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 Lord our God, blessing and honor, glory and power belong to you. Transform these, the ordinary things of the earth, that they would remind us of that which is everlasting. And as we eat and drink, transform us, for we too are receivers of your gifts. And would see you. And would worship. Blessing and honor, glory and power belong to you, our God. For now, forever. Amen. He took bread, the ordinary bread, the bread that they had had at their tables. He broke it and said, "This is my body, it is broken for you." took wine. The cup that they had shared and said, "This is my blood. It is shed for you." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ. Let us pray. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this feast. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the precious gift of Jesus. Help us to follow him. Help us to serve him. Help us to love him as he loves us. Amen. Our closing hymn, Wise Ones Seeking Jesus. So may we go in peace, and may the God who protected the Holy Child cover us and keep us. The God who came to be with us be found beside us, and the love within us calls us into safe places by the gentle Spirit. Lord, we pray. Amen. Oh, you got some. Oops, turned myself off. What you got? What you been up to? Dahi, what have you been up to? Oh, you've been making something. Is that?
This is to be.
Oh.
This is for to go with your coffee and tea afterwards. It's honeycomb.
Cinder toffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toffee.
You southerners, you might call it honeycomb. The people of us in the know, we call it.
The inside of crunchies.
Yeah, Cinder Toffee. So that's what, it. What Thank goes, you very much.
Okay, so that's... And what goes in it?
What goes Sugar.
In? Yeah, of course.
Syrup.
And what's the magic ingredient?
Baking soda.
Baking soda. Ooh. So everybody's fillings are delighted. Thank you. We look forward to it tremendously. Thank you. Just give